Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Stephanie from Manchester is in to play Can't Beat Kennedy.
Stephanie.
What's up, girl?
Hey.
How are things in Manch Vegas?
Oh, just lovely.
Love to hear.
So Stephanie is dropping her dog Harley off at doggy daycare before she goes to work.
Elvis goes to the daycare twice a week. He loves it.
Aw, Harley too.
Does he get really excited before he goes in?
He starts barking when we get on the road to the daycare.
Stop. I'm going to see my friends.
Yeah, you take the turn and they're like,
exactly.
Stephanie, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, get out, please.
Good luck.
Oh, beat them feet. Kennedy's record on the big board, 3,263 wins, only 279 losses, one away from redemption week. How are you with pop culture, Stephanie?
I'm decent.
We'll take
guess
decent.
We'll find out.
Yeah. It's a good barometer for pop culture.
Yes.
Question number one. Christopher Nolan's upcoming film, Tenet, is set to open internationally before it opens in the U.S. because coronavirus. Christopher Nolan is the director behind the trilogy based around which DC superhero?
Batman.
Question number two. J-Lo and A-Rod just listed their Malibu fixer-upper for a cool $8 million.
Pocket change, Dan.
Yeah, keep that in my little pocket of my jeans. They had a little help from the fixer-upper queen herself, Joanna Gaines. Fixer-upper airs on which network?
HGTV.
Question number three. Tracy Morgan and his wife split up after almost 5 years of marriage. Tracy starred in this NBC show alongside Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin.
Parks and Rec.
Question number four. Naomi Campbell said Beyonce and Jay-Z's daughter Blue Ivy is really smart and mature at just 8 years old. How many other children do Abe and Jay have?
Two?
See what I did there, Bay and Jay.
That's pretty good.
It's like we're friends.
That's pretty good.
Question number five. Brendan Gleeson stepped into the role of Donald Trump in the first trailer for Showtime's The Comey Role. Brendan Gleeson played this character in the Harry Potter films. Hint, he had a fake eye. That's a tough one.
Oh, Mad-Eye Moody.
Or it's not a tough one. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Nice job. That was a good round.
That was really good.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Kennedy walks in and goes, oh, crap. Welcome back.
Okay.
Stephanie got 4 out of 5.
All right. Well done.
Well done, Stephanie. Question number one, Kennedy.
Thanks.
Christopher Nolan's upcoming film, Tenet, is set to open internationally before it opens here in the U.S. because coronavirus, and we ain't doing good.
Nope.
Christopher Nolan is the director behind the trilogy based around which DC superhero?
Batman.
One to one, question number two. J-Lo and A-Rod just listed their Malibu fixer-upper for a cool $8
million. No big deal.
That's like the bad neighborhood in Malibu.
Yeah, right?
They had a little help from the fixer-upper queen herself, Joanna Gaines. Fixer-upper airs on which network?
HGTV?
Say it with your chest next time.
I don't know if I'm right.
Two to two, question number three. Tracy Morgan and his wife split after almost 5 years of marriage. Tracy starred in this NBC show alongside Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin.
30 Rock.
Yes, 3-2. It's not Parks and Rec. That was Amy Poehler.
Oh, gotcha.
But close. They're kind of in the same vein.
Yes.
All right, question number 4, 3-2 for Kennedy. Naomi Campbell said Beyonce and Jay-Z's daughter, Blue Ivy, is really smart and mature at just 8 years old. How many other children do Bay and Jay have?
2 more.
That is correct. They have the twins, Rumi and Sir. Sir?
Yeah,
Sir.
Rumi and Sir. They're so cute.
All right, 4-3, going into the final question. Brendan Gleeson stepped into the role of Donald Trump in the first trailer for Showtime's The Comey Role. Brendan Gleeson played this character in the Harry Potter films. Hint, he had a fake eye.
Mad-Eye Moody?
Oh! That is
go,
a sweep.
Girl.
Kennedy gets the win, 5-4, but not a bad showing, Stephanie. You did you and Harley proud.
Thanks.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
I'm Stephanie from Manch Vegas, and I can't beat Kennedy
yeah,
yet.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
I'm currently wearing New Balances with holes in them. They cost me $40.
You can't beat Kennedy.
These are the ones that don't have holes in them?
I have them, but these ones just fit easy.
You can't beat her.
So I'm probably not the guy to ask about fashion.
Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Michelle is from Quincy. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey. Good morning. How are you guys?
So, Cute Town, are you familiar with your mayor, Andy Dow?
Yes. We played basketball together. We went to high school and middle school together.
Well, you played basketball with her?
Yep.
Yes, I did. I wasn't very good. Her dad was our coach.
What?
He was when I was younger. Michelle has the cutest daughter, too.
Thank you. She's in the background. She can probably hear her.
Was your basketball team any good?
I don't really remember. It was so long ago, and I have a kid now, mom brain.
It's like, those were years ago.
And you remember your exact stats. Were you guys good or not?
I don't remember what team it was.
I was awful. Annie was balling up on people, so she was good. I wasn't.
All right. All right, Michelle, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too. Thanks.
Surrounded by so much Quincy right now.
I know, you really are.
It's a lot of South Shore happening.
Seeping into you. Let it happen.
Are you laughing, Ellie?
All right, Kennedy's record on the big board, 3,264 wins, only 279 losses. How are you with pop culture trivia, Michelle?
I don't know. My dad might be a little upset if I lose, so.
Oh.
Don't let him down.
Question number one. Garth Brooks pulled his name for consideration for Entertainer of the Year at the CMAs. He said it's time for somebody else. Where does Garth Brooks have friends in his song?
Oh, God. I have no idea. Nashville?
Question number two. Super Bowl champion Patrick Mahomes is now part owner of the Kansas City Royals. He's like 24. That's impressive.
Yep.
The Kansas City Royals play which professional sport?
Football.
Question number three. Lori Loughlin had a very quiet...
baseball.
Give it to her.
Oh, just because you're a friend. Because she used to set picks for you, you're going to give it to her?
Pick and roll, Dan.
That's fine.
People don't forget.
She can have it. I don't care. It's all my money.
All
question,
right.
Question number three. Lori Loughlin had a very quiet celebration for her 56th birthday as she awaits sentencing for her role in which scandal?
Oh, the college admission scandal.
Question number four. Louis Capaldi opened up about songwriting in a recent interview saying he writes his best sad songs when he is happy.
Crazy.
Finish the Louis Capaldi lyric. And you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down and then you blank.
I don't even know who that is.
Michelle.
I have no idea.
You don't know who
Louis... I don't know. I'm sorry.
If you listen to Mix for 30 minutes at any point, you should know who Louis Capaldi
is. You
should
listen to a Louis Capaldi song.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's so hard not to sing the lyrics when you're reading the questions.
I was saying I'm sorry in the back.
It's okay, Ellie. We forgive you. Just you. Question number five. A new study came out showing how playing a musical instrument can have a positive impact on your mental health. Lizzo is classically trained in which instrument? And if you've seen her live, she pulls it out on stage.
Um, I don't know.
I know, Ellie. It's a thinker.
She's like, yes.
The flute?
Wow, that's an amazing guess. Let's get Kennedy back in studio.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't know how you did it, but you got some.
Squeaked them out.
Hey, welcome back, Kennedy.
I have no idea.
Kennedy, Michelle, who used to ball out with Annie, what was the name of your basketball team?
I don't know which team it was. I was on a couple different
Sacred Heart.
Sacred
we played
Heart.
For Sacred Heart.
All right. Well, Michelle from Sacred Heart got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right.
I did?
Yeah, you what? Did. Not bad.
You think that's funny, Ellie?
All right, Kennedy. Question number one. Garth Brooks pulled his name from consideration for Entertainer of the Year at the CMAs. He said it's time for somebody else because he's probably won it 47 times.
He really has.
Where does Garth Brooks have friends in his song?
Low places.
I got friends in low places. Not Nashville, but he probably has friends there too, Michelle.
Sorry.
Question number two. Super Bowl champion Patrick Mahomes is now part owner of the Kansas City Royals. The Kansas City Royals play which professional sport?
Baseball.
Yes.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he just signed like a
$500 million contract.
He took that money and said, I'm going to reinvest it because I'm smart.
2-1 going into question number three. Lori Loughlin had a very quiet celebration for her 56th birthday because no one wants to come to her party because she's the worst as she awaits sentencing for her role in which scandal?
Varsity Blues. College admission scandal.
Yeah. 3-2 going into question number four. Louis Capaldi opened up about songwriting in a recent interview, saying he writes his best sad songs when he's happy.
Of course he does.
It's weird.
I love him so much.
Finish the Louis Capaldi lyric, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you...
I let my guard down, and then you threw a ball.
I know, I kind of mumble it too. Let my guard down.
I'm going to stick with through a ball.
And then you pulled the rug.
Oh, right.
I was getting kind of used to being someone you love.
I hate when I let my guard down and they throw the ball. It really just...
It sounds like a baseball thing because you guard. It's perfectly...
You don't really guard in baseball.
Where do you guard in baseball?
I meant basketball. Because we were talking about basketball because you played basketball.
3-2 going into question number five.
Deliver
this game
me.
Is off the rails. A new study came out showing how playing a musical instrument can have a positive effect on your mental health. Lizzo is classically trained in which instrument?
The flute.
Yes, because you guys saw her in concert and saw her pull it out on stage.
And she did.
It was so delicious.
Super jealous I wasn't there. Congratulations, you get the win 4-3. Nice try, Ellie. We appreciate you for playing. Michelle,
thanks,
what do you
Ellie.
Want to say to Kennedy before you get out of here?
I'm Michelle from Quincy, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Whew, that was a game.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.